Blog Talk Radio.
While the world looks upon me as I struggle alone, and they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me, I have a good place to sleep, and there's food on my table and shoes on.
There's a roof up above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table, shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family.
Yes, thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. We should all be doing that. Every day we should be doing that. Food on the table, a place to sleep, friends to talk to and support you, a job to go to, the ability to pay your bills without worrying about them. Some of us can do that. Others have to really stress over that. But just to have the time to enjoy life, to know that good things are coming. Blessings. We have so many of them if we would just stop to think. There are so many of them. And we just don't count them often enough. So, say it right now, right where you sit. I won't hear you, but he will. Thank you, Lord, for all the blessings that you give us each and every day, without which life would really be the pits. So, hey. All right, kids, it is the Gospel Hour with Jenny on the TCB Network. So here we are, and we are going to TCB for the Lord today. And you know what? It's Memorial Day weekend, and I have got some really bang-up, fantastic patriotic songs. And I know there is one for sure that you have never heard before. And I think I'm going to find it and play it right first thing, because this is a Memorial Day. Memorial Day is a tribute to all of our service people who have paid the ultimate price, of their lives to keep us safe and free. And maybe it wasn't in battle. Maybe it was in maintaining. Maybe it was in cleaning. Maybe it was just being in the wrong place at the wrong time and kablooey. But so many of them are gone. So many of them have paid that price throughout the history of this country. And we really need to remember them and honor them. Because without them, we would still be under the same ruler.
Yes, indeed, Jenny.
Either that or speaking Japanese, take your pick. It's just, you know, so much could have been different if we had not had all of those people willing to give their lives to keep us safe and free. And you know, another thing that I'm thankful of, and I want to be thankful for this on this Sunday afternoon, well, evening for some of you, midnight for some others, it's my wonderful, beautiful friends from the from Britain. I pulled a Porky Pig there. Hey, brushed my teeth, can't do a thing with my tongue. Anyway. Oh, I didn't say that. Never mind. It's Sunday. I didn't say that. And I love you, girl. Susan, I love you too. There's just, I don't know Greg very well, but I'm thankful for him as well. It's
lovely.
Wonderful, wonderful to be able to have good friends from the UK. It could so easily have built into resentment and hatred, and I am so thankful it didn't. You know, we can be good friends, we can laugh together, we can love each other, and that's a special thing. That is a special thing. After the way this country started, that is a really, really special thing. We overcame all of that problem, and we accepted. And that's what God wants us to do. You know, if you can't change something, accept it. Bring it into your life and find a way to enjoy it if you can. So we have, and I thoroughly enjoy my friends from the UK. I ironed my tongue, by the way, so it's straightened out. Oh, but I appreciate you girls. I really, really do. And guys from the UK. I'm so glad,
Jenny.
Well, thank you. I'm just so glad that that's possible. And we visit freely and are welcomed. That's a wonderful thing. That's a wonderful thing. I have guests come into the hotel here in Wickenburg, Arizona, of all places, from Australia, from the UK, from Germany. It's really awesome.
Beautiful.
To have all these people show up and I get to talk to them. And, hey guys, guess what? They're just people. It's great. It's such an experience. I wish every child could have the experience to know that it doesn't matter where you're from. You're just people. It's fantastic. So right now, we were talking a little bit about our country's anthems yesterday. Hmm. And, of course, the UK has God Save the Queen,
yes,
which I kind of learned part of but never really grasped. But I figured I don't have to. It's okay.
Right. I love the American anthem myself. I think it's beautiful.
Oh, well, that's nice. That's nice. But, you know, out of respect, I feel now that maybe I should have made the effort to learn it. I recognize it, but you just gotta, oh, well, time has passed. I could still learn it. I probably won't, you know, something like that. Right now I'm going to play our national anthem, and attached to this is a few minutes of the history of our national anthem, how it came to be written, what were the events that led up to it. So be patient, because it's really quite phenomenal. And then the version afterwards that is sung is quite stirring. So here is the Star Spangled Banner with history attached.
Beautiful.
There was a lawyer once, his name was Francis Scott Key. He penned a song that I'm sure you're aware of. You've seen it. It's in most hymnals throughout our churches. It's called the National Anthem. It is our song as an American. We go, however, to a ball game. We stand in our church services and we sing the words of that song, and they float over our minds and our lips, and we don't even realize what we're singing. Most of us have memorized it as a child, but we've never really thought about what it means. Let me tell you a story. Francis Scott Key was a lawyer in Baltimore. The colonies were engaged in vicious conflict with the mother country, Britain. Because of this conflict and the protractedness of it, they had accumulated prisoners on both sides. The American colonies had prisoners and the British had prisoners. And the American government initiated a move. They went to the British and they said, "Let us negotiate for the release of these prisoners." They said, "We want to send a man out to discuss this with you." They were holding the American prisoners in boats about 1,000 yards offshore. And they said, "We want to send a man by the name of Francis Scott Key. He will come out and negotiate to see if we can make a mutual exchange." On the appointed day, in a rowboat, he went out to this boat and he negotiated with the British officials. And they reached a conclusion that men could be exchanged on a one-for-one basis. Francis Scott Key, jubilant with the fact that he'd been successful, went down below in the boats, and what he found was a cargo hold full of humanity, men. And he said, "Men, I've got news for you tonight. You're free." He said, "Tonight I have negotiated successfully your return to the colonies." He said, "You'll be taken out of this boat, out of this filth, out of your chains." As he went back up on board to arrange for their passage to the shore, the admiral came and he said, "We have a slight problem." He said, "We will still honor our commitment to release these men, but it'll be merely academic after tonight. It won't matter." And Francis Scott Key said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, Mr. Key," he said, "tonight we have laid an ultimatum upon the colonies. Your people will either capitulate and lay down the colors of that flag that you think so much of, or you see that fort right over there, Fort Henry? He said, we're going to remove it from the face of the earth. He said, how are you going to do that? He said, if you will, scan the horizon of the sea. And as he looked, he could see hundreds of little dots. And he said, that's the entire British war fleet. He said, all of the gunpowder, all of the armament is being called upon to demolish that fort. It will be here within striking distance in a matter of about 2.5 hours. He said, the war is over. These men would be free anyway. He said, you can't shell that fort. He said, that's a large fort. He said, it's full of women and children. He says, it's predominantly not a military fort. He said, don't worry about it. They said, we've left them a way out. And he said, what's that? He said, do you see that flag way up on the rampart? He said, we have told them that if they will lower that flag, the shelling will stop immediately. And we'll know that they've surrendered, and you'll now be under British rule. Francis Scott Key went down below and told the men what was about to happen. And they said, how many ships? He said, hundreds. The ships got closer. Francis Scott Key went back up on top and he said, men, I'll shout down to you what's going on as we watch. As twilight began to fall, and as the haze hung over the ocean as it does at sunset, suddenly the British war fleet unleashed. He says, the sound was deafening. There were so many guns that there were no reliefs. He said it was absolutely impossible to talk or hear. He said suddenly the sky, although dark, was suddenly lit. And he says from down below, all he could hear the men, the prisoners, saying was, tell us where the flag is. What have they done with the flag? Is the flag still flying over the rampart? Tell us. 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours into the shelling. Every time the bomb would explode and it would be close to the flag, they could see the flag in the illuminated red glare of that bomb. And Francis Scott Key would report down to the men below, it's still up. It's not down. The admiral came and he said, your people are insane. He said, what's the matter with them? He said, don't they understand this is an impossible situation? Francis Scott Key said he remembered what George Washington had said. He said the thing that sets the American Christian apart from all other people in the world is he will die on his feet before he'll live on his knees. The admiral said, we have now instructed all of the guns to focus on the rampart to take that flag down. He said, we don't understand something. Our reconnaissance tells us that that flag has been hit directly again and again and again, and yet it's still flying. We don't understand that. But he said, now we're about to bring every gun for the next 3 hours to bear on that point. Francis Scott Key said the barrage was unmerciful. All that he could hear was the men down below praying. The prayer. God, keep that flag flying where we last saw it. Sunrise came. He said there was a heavy mist hanging over the land, but the rampart was tall enough. There stood the flag, completely nondescript, in shreds. The flagpole itself was at a crazy angle. The flag was still at the top. Francis Scott Key went aboard and immediately went into Fort Henry to see what had happened. And what he found had happened was that that flagpole and that flag had suffered repetitious direct hits. And when hit had fallen, but men, fathers, knew what it meant for that flag to be on the ground, although knowing that all of the British guns were trained on it, walked over and held it up humanly until they died. Their bodies were removed and others took their place. Francis Scott Key said what held that flagpole in place at that unusual angle were patriots' bodies. He penned the song, "Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming. Or the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that the flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet fly and wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave? The debt was demanded. The price, it was paid.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallant.
Wow. Our national anthem, everyone, and the history that's behind it. So if you didn't know that history before, now you do. I heard about that and how it happened in a U.S. history class in school, but never quite this way. So there you go. Now you know the story behind the song and why that particular song became our national anthem. What better could there possibly be? You know, there are some other good songs, but one's best fitted. For sure. All righty then, let's go on to right into a request. This is from Brandon. It's from Josh Groban. You are loved. Don't give up.
Don't give up.
you are loved. So don't give up. So many times we really want to. And poor Susan was here, and before the song even ended so that I could say hello to her, she's gone again.
She'll be back.
Well. That's something we can count on. She'll be back. Yeah. All right. Okay, I've got so much to get through, and some of them are fairly long. So another request was sent to me by John.
Lovely.
And I love his participation. We get such good stuff. And he sent us, he found two, and that's not what I'm playing right now, but he found two parodies that are gospel parodies. They're not about COVID or anything else. They're gospel. It's fantastic. I love it. They made me smile all the way through to hear them. And we'll get to those in a few minutes. Right now, we're going to do one he sent us that's by the BYU Vocal Point.
Yeah.
Which is just a fancy way of saying choir. and it's one of his favorite songs. So, I got to play this one. Yeah. Another version of It Is Well With My Soul.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll,
You gotta love that. A cappella, of course. John always keeps in mind how much I love a cappella music. And he asked me today, wait, why do you like it so much? Well, you know, it's because the voices have to carry the song. I mean, I love the songs with the music with them, with the orchestras or the piano or whatever it is that's happening. But the music helps them. And I know this firsthand. Music helps them. It helps them stay on time. It helps them stay on key. It helps them hit the proper notes because it's right there supporting what they're doing. A cappella, not so. Whoever is singing that a cappella has to know their part, has to blend with whoever else is singing, and they have to support themselves. Voices have to support the song with no help except from each other. It takes control. It takes talent. It takes so much practice. There's so much put into it. And it's a beautiful, beautiful result. And I love it. I just love it. I think it's really awesome when there are a group of people, large or small, who have that talent to be able to do that in tune and in time without the support of music behind them. It takes a special something. You know, it just does. That's why I love it. That's why I love it. It's very seldom just a single melody line. There's always harmony. And it's beautiful. They put it together because it's got to carry itself. That's why I love it. Anyway, now we're going to do... Oh, first I have to say, welcome back, Susan. Oh, are you back, Susan? Susan has departed us again. So
she's run off again.
She'll be back. She'll be back. She's just checking to make sure the weather and everything is okay across the ocean.
That's right.
She doesn't want anybody getting in trouble out there. Okay. Memorial Day, we've got enough to remember. We don't need to remember any of that stuff. Okay. This is Anne's request. Yes, you gave me three songs. This is the third. And this.
Oh, lovely.
Memorial show. This could be dedicated to all the mamas who have passed.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're all going to wish this, or we all have wished this at one time or another. And wouldn't it be sweet? Mike Manuel, if there's a phone in heaven.
Well, good morning, Jesus. Yes, it's me again. But I didn't call this time to get forgiveness for my sins. I called to talk to Mama, and I know she's there with you. If there's a phone in heaven, then Jesus put me through. More time, or I won't
Folks, Mike Manuel here. Thank you so much for watching my video, Phone in Heaven. Please check out all of our Phone in Heaven.
We don't need a commercial, so we'll skip that. I had already gone past to pick up the next song, and then I'm going, oh no, I don't want the commercial.
Yeah.
But
thank you, Jenny.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetie. I just hope that all of us can digest and remember that message. You know, there's going to come a time you don't get a chance to say, Mama, I love you, or thank you for everything you've always done for me, all the times you listened to me when I cried, all the help you offered, all the advice you offered that I didn't listen to, that I should have. You know, hey, if your mama's still with you, make it a point. Make it a point.
No.
I'm going to call my mama and tell her. You know, I'm so glad she's here. She is 10 months younger than Elvis.
Oh.
So that's kind of cool. I always thought that was cool when, by the time I figured that out anyway. That was awesome. Oh. So, you know. And she's, oh my gosh, my mama is a firecracker, I swear. I love her to death, and she's so much fun. She's so full of life. It's fantastic. To go shopping with her or to take her to a movie, make it a funny movie because she's hilarious when she laughs.
She sounds very much like you, Jenny.
Yeah, I guess I have to admit that. I have to admit that. She's a lot like her mama, and being the eldest, I came out a lot like her. A lot of that's raising, a lot of it's genetics, but I like it, so I'm glad. I love my mama. So, okay, speaking of mama, I have another song that John sent me.
Lovely.
Called Mama and Jesus, and it wasn't labeled for who did it. It seems that when I listen to it, I should recognize the voice, but that doesn't mean I can remember the name.
Yeah.
So, hey, guys, here we go. Thank you, John. A song called Mama and Jesus.
On the outskirts of a small town, down a dirt road on a hill, in an old white frame house. at a chair she would kneel. My burdens were lifted every time she spoke my name. Yeah, God smiled at the devil when my mama prayed. Yeah, I know about crazy living outside the lines. Oh, and I've been too far gone way too many times. It's no wonder by now I'd be farther along. But trouble grows easy from the bad seeds I've sown. But I stand here forgiven, and all the credit is due to Mama in this new house of mine. But I keep it to remind me of each tear that she's cried. Now she's gone to heaven. Someday I will go too. 'Cause Mama and Jesus kept pulling
know that Mama's going to be there no matter what. But you still got to tell her that you love her while she's here. So that you don't go through the rest of your life thinking, I missed my chance. Mm-hmm. I missed my chance.
Yeah.
I missed my chance with my grandpa. And it taught me that lesson. Don't ever miss your chance.
I did with my mum.
Yeah, it's like don't miss that chance to tell someone you care about them, that you love them, that they're dear to your heart, and there will be an empty place when they're gone. Yes. Don't miss that chance, because you will always regret it for the rest of your life.
Life, yeah, it's true.
I can tell you that from experience. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. The other one of Brandon's requests. I'm going to get both of them in today, Brandon.
Oh.
This one is by 10th Avenue North.
Mm-hmm.
Your guess is as good as mine, but that's mm-hmm. who they are. And the song is called By Your Side.
Crying, Let me lift up your face. Just don't turn away. Why are you looking for love? Why are you still searching as if I'm not enough? To where will you go, child? Tell me, where will you run? To where will you run? 'Cause I'll be by your side wherever you fall in the dead of night. Whenever you call, and please don't fight these hands that are holding you. And my hands are holding you. Look at these hands at my side. They swallow the grave on that night when I drank the world's sin, so I could carry you in and give you life. I wanna give you life, and I'll be by your side wherever you fall in the dead of night. Whenever you call and don't fight these hands that are
Brandon, thank you.
Close.
By your side. We got to remember that. He's always there. All we have to do is call on him. He's there. He's right there. And he'll hold us up, or he'll give us the means to do so. And that's something we need to remember, you know. It's going to get taken care of. Whatever we need, it's going to be taken care of. Somehow. Some way. At some time, it's going to be handled. Either he'll give us the means to handle it, or he'll send someone to handle it for us, or he'll just make it go right.
Give us the strength to carry on.
He's going to handle it. Exactly, exactly.
Yep.
And, oh, believe me, sometimes you need that strength. Sometimes... there is so much caca that happens. You really need that strength. You really, really do. And it doesn't feel like it, but he's right there with you to give you whatever you need to get through it and to be okay at the other side. And eventually, you are. And you wonder how. But that's how. That's how. You never walk alone. There's always a purpose to every song he inspires to be written. Always. Remember that. It doesn't come out of thin air. It doesn't really come out of some man's head. Especially when it's a gospel song. God put it there. And without the person maybe even realizing, says, okay, you have to write this because you're going to feel like you're going to die if you don't. And so we get all these wonderful songs to inspire and carry. Listen to them. Let them in. Let the message of them in. It'll be cool. You'll like it. Okay, it's time for those. Let's see, he gave me three gospel parodies. Mm-hmm. I'm going to play two of them this week. I'll play one of them next week, and I'm going to call on John to find me at least one more for next week.
Great.
So I'll have two next week. I'm counting on you, honey. I really am. I'm counting on you. And he always comes through. That's the specialness of him. He's one of my blessings. Yes, he's one of my blessings, a very big blessing. Okay, this is, it's so awesome. I love it. It's awesome. It is the Bethlehem story, but it's done to the tune of Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh.
Yes, so we're gonna listen to this right now. It's called Bethlehemian Rhapsody. Try and say that three times fast. I dare you.
Yeah, okay. I don't think I'll try.
Let's go with it.
Is this the real birth? Is it nativity? Caught in a census in the town of his ancestry. Open your eyes. Look up to the skies and see.
He's just a boy, foretold by prophecy.
Because the wise men come, wise men go, angels high, shepherds low.
This is how God's love shows.
It's a wondrous story.
Do you think that it's just
Oh, yeah. Is that something?
That's good.
So, oh, that's so awesomely cool. I love it. Okay, now we've got another.
What?
Let's see, where would that be? Because I think I mucked up typing it in. There we are. Okay, found it. This is done to the tune of I'm a Believer by the Monkees.
Right.
See, even the Monkees are getting in on the act.
Uh-huh.
Not to their knowledge, but they are anyway. So, yes. And this is called I'm a Believer. Now, when the Monkees did it, of course, it was something entirely different. It was a believer in love. This, of course, is talking about being a believer in God. So here you go. I'm a Believer. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Tom.
I thought God was nothing but a fairy tale. Good for someone else, but not for me. Sin was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment shattered all my dreams. Then I found His grace. Now I'm a believer, not afraid of doubt in my mind. I've been saved. Ooh, I'm a believer, Jesus is walking by my side. I thought love was mine just for the taking, but the more I took, the less I got. Oh yeah. Not a slave to sin now. Jesus broke the chains. Now the more I give, the more I gain. Since I found His grace, now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I've been changed. I'm a believer. Jesus is walking by my side. Find His grace. Come be a believer. Not afraid. What's down in my mind? You can change. Be a believer. Jesus will walk right by your side. Soon I'll see His face. 'Cause I'm a believer.
I mean, you know, so it's like, oh gosh, yeah. I gotta find him so I can turn him off. But okay, it stopped. Okay, it is a day of remembrance.
Yes.
And I have a song that often gets confused with our national anthem. Well, I'm just going to play it and you'll see why I say that. This is the Marine Choir and Band doing Battle Hymn of the Republic.
My heart is so sweet.
Wow.
Definitely. That was absolutely wonderful.
Wow. What else can you say, right?
Exactly.
Wow. I still got two to wade through and not much time. So let's move on to Don Francisco. John sent me this as well. And it's one of my favorite songs. So, hey, this is cool. It's not Easter, but I don't care. This is He's Alive by Don Francisco, done in a live performance. And he's playing the guitar.
The gates and doors were barred and all the windows fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness, rose at every sound, half in hopeless sorrow, half in fear the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. Just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle, a voice began to call. I hurried to the window and looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers' feet. But there was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. John stood there beside me as she told us where she'd been. She said they've moved him in the night, none of us knows where. The stone's been rolled away, now his body isn't there. We both ran toward the guard, then John ran on ahead. We found the stone in the empty tomb, just the way that Mary'd said. But the winding sheet they'd wrapped him in was just an empty shell. How or where they'd taken him was more than I could tell. Well, something strange had happened there, but just what, I didn't know. John believed a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high. I'd seen them crucify him, then I saw him die. Back inside the house again, the guilt and anguish came. Everything I'd promised him just added to my shame. 'Cause when at last it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. Was alive, it wouldn't be the same. But suddenly the air was filled with strange and sweet perfume. Light that came from everywhere drove shadows from the room. And Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide. And I fell down on my knees and just clung to him and cried. He raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt in my confusion disappeared in sweet release, and every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
He's alive.
There you go. That was a really, really good rendition. I love that. That's fantastic. And, excuse me, I'm having to clear my throat. Susan made it back again.
Wow.
Hey, you know, she's a trooper.
This is. When I have to keep going back.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God.
This is it.
That's all right. That's okay. We like that. I'm looking for a particular. I've had it twice. It kind of went away. Okay, it'll be out here. Anyway, it's one more song that I've got. Excuse me, that John sent. And it's so great. But I got to find it. I mean, you know, I had it. In the meantime, I've got 10 minutes. While I look here, I'm going to say thank you to everyone who's been with me. It is totally fantastic to have you here on this special tribute day. And I'm just so appreciative. I'm so thankful for the blessings that I'm given, and among them is each and every one of you that joins me on these shows. That's, it wouldn't be nearly as fun without you. I'd still do it, but it wouldn't be as fun without you. So thank you, my friends, Anne and Susan, and golly, Susan, you're such a trooper, man. You just keep... You keep on coming back, and I love it. It's fantastic. Thank you so much for that. And Anne, you're fantastic to finally have your service sorted out so that you can come in and actually stay here the whole show. I love that too. So I've got all my friends. I've got a lot of friends and relatives out listening to the broadcast. And I love each and every one of you, or you wouldn't have gotten an invite. So thank you so much. Thank you, everyone who's listening that I don't know that connected through the groups. I'm glad you joined us. Come back again. We do this gospel show every Sunday at the same time. And I also have a show on Thursdays and on Saturdays. So if you like a little bit of rock and roll, join me on Thursdays and Saturdays. And all throughout the week, Shauna has various things going on. She's got a book club happening. I think it's two or three times a week, is it, Anne?
Two.
Something like that.
Two
times a week. Okay. And then Friday, she's got all kinds of stuff going on about Elvis' life. So, you know, you don't want to miss any of this stuff. It's good stuff. And you can find out a lot, and you can just enjoy yourselves and put the music in your soul. So there you go. I have one more song to play, and it's going to fill up our time. Not completely, so I'll probably play one after it, but this one is last tribute to the fallen for Memorial Day tribute and honor. This is by Lee Greenwood, and it's Proud to Be an American.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today.
End it, we're going to play Elvis doing You'll Never Walk Alone.
You never stood in that man's shoes or saw things through his eyes or stood and watched with helpless hands while the heart inside you dies. So help your brother along the way, no matter where he starts. But the same God that made you made him too.
When you through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of a storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on.
long home, home.
Walk on.
And the life crowd is won, and our trust.